Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Candy.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing good.
Excellent.
All right, Candy. I got your three headlines here. If you pick the real one, you're going to win a dog.
Don't guess the real one.
He's adorable. He's a three-year-old black cocker spaniel.
What is he barking at?
That is losing his mind right now.
Why?
Well, it's moving day. I'm moving today.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
So, right. I have my son who was sleeping upstairs, but probably isn't anymore, that I have very strict instructions that I am to wake him up at 7:30. The movers are to be here at 8. The movers have arrived.
Oh, wow. They're early today.
So, and we are like nowhere even close to prepared. So they haven't knocked on the door yet, but I think they're piling boxes outside the front door. I can't really see.
Okay.
Merle's keeping me updated. It's perfect.
Very well.
Yeah. What's funny is this doesn't even faze me because, of course, this is my life.
Right.
So, which one of these three headlines is real? You pick the real one, and what are they getting, Fritch?
You're going to get a $25 gift card to Skyline Chili, where you can stop on your way home and pick up those delicious conies and whey's.
Because I have, of course, somebody picking him up at 7:30 taking to get the dog out of here.
Oh, wow.
For this very reason, because I knew this would happen.
Yikes. All right. Yeah.
Jeff, yes. You went to Skyline yesterday. I put some pictures up.
I did, and it was fantastic. I went to the Skyline of Walnut Hills on McMillan, and I'm just so glad that these places are open and that we can get drive-through carryout.
Yeah, it was awesome. Your coney looked delicious. I was so envious.
And it was.
I just sat down and ate the rest of my kale salad. Like,
it was fantastic.
All right, so here we go. Which one is real? Is it a neighbor asks a man to turn down his music, and the man chases him with a sword? Is it B, woman asks coworker for some antibacterial gel and he pours boiling water on her computer? And C, couple goes to ER after covering their genitals with Lysol, then having sex.
Ew.
Ow.
I'm going to go with A.
Yes, go with A.
Yay.
Well done. Yeah, another reason to social distance from your neighbors right now. Who knows how crazy they're getting inside their homes? There's a 47-year-old guy named Benjamin Leyland in Manchester, New Hampshire. And on Monday, apparently he was playing his music pretty loud. So one of his neighbors knocked on his door and asked him to turn it down. And Benjamin responded by grabbing a sword and chasing his neighbor away. For what it's worth, the sword is like 2.5 feet. So if Benjamin had contact with it, that would not have been good. And it also would have violated the 6-foot social distancing guidelines. But anyway, he was arrested for criminal threatening. And there he goes. Candy, I got you all set up and ready to go. Hope to see you soon, girl.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for hanging in there with us. Appreciate it.
All right,
646, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. What'd you say, Tim?
Stay safe out there.
Yeah, no doubt, right? All right, Cincinnati's Q102. It's Jeff and Jen, 7 after 7. We got rain and thunder in the forecast this morning and the possibility of some severe weather tomorrow. Let's see. We'll see highs in the mid-60s. Right now it's 57 in Cincinnati's Q102. This is the time of year where if you're a senior and you're gearing up for graduation, imagine what it's like just facing the possibility that none of that is going to happen.
Yeah, it just sucks.
Doesn't it?
And it does, and it sucks for the parents, too. You know, I was really excited about Jacob's senior prom, and he would be graduating this year.
Yeah, getting that diploma, you know, all the pomp and circumstance that comes with that. Well, there's a guy here locally who is trying to do something about that. His name is Adam Duell. We got him on the line. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Adam.
And he's working on a project that I think is pretty cool. It's a video project called Dear Class of 2020. Adam, will you tell us what that is and what it's all about?
Yeah, so I'm a junior at Elder right now, and I just can't imagine, you know, what the seniors are going through, you know, because when they walked out of their respective high schools a couple of weeks ago, that was probably it.
Right.
But who knows? And basically, this video is going to be, you know, about just give them an opportunity, like a platform to kind of just kind of give them that chance to kind of almost, it's not a graduation speech, but it gives them some time to kind of just talk about whatever they want to talk about, kind of thanking people for 4 years and thanking teachers and just kind of reminiscing on the good old days, I guess you could say, of high school.
Are you getting a lot of responses?
A lot more than I was expecting. I tweeted it out Monday night, and I only had like a couple people that I already had on my phone, like some elder guys and some other high schools. And I was like, okay, you know, if I could get 20 people, this will be great. And then I'm looking down, and I have like 150 people signed up right now.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
I think from about 11 states right now.
You're going to have to hire a staff to help you go through all of that video to pick out what you want to use. What is the most unique thing you've heard so far from a senior?
Unique?
Or unexpected?
A lot of them, you know, get quite emotional at the end or even towards the beginning, you know, because it's just like, I just couldn't imagine, you know, what they're going through right now. It shows exactly what their emotions are. Like, none of it's fake. It's all genuine emotions. And I think that's just the best part of it, really.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can imagine
the raw, real part.
A lot of frustration out there.
Yeah. Huh.
So.
Well, that's very cool. What is the expected release date?
That I'm going to probably determine by this Sunday. I gave the deadline for them by, like, this weekend. And I only have about 30 videos in right now. So I'm going to hopefully get quite a surge of videos this weekend, which will be an interesting weekend for me.
You got some time.
Yeah, I got plenty of time. Yeah, that's not a worry. So hopefully by Sunday I'll have a better idea of it. I could see it happening like that, maybe the late first week of April or the second week of April. I don't know quite yet what's all going to happen.
Yeah, I saw that you're limiting the videos to 60 seconds. It's probably going to be super long anyway, just given the amount of people who are responding, you know, which is great.
Yeah. Yeah, that was originally set at 90 seconds. And then by the time Tuesday afternoon came around, I was already looking at like 70 unread text messages. I'm like, okay, I need to limit this real quick.
Yeah.
And I figured 60 was better than like 30 seconds, because 60 you can get to the point where you're kind of like mumbling and making stuff up. So I figured that was a better part than just 30 seconds.
Wow. Good plan. Well, if people want to jump on board and be a part of this, how should they contact you?
They can just find my social media accounts or just shoot me a text on my cell phone number.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Adam Duell. Right, we don't want to give out your phone number, but but they can look for you on social media. You're Adam Duell, which is spelled, your last name is D-U-W-E-L, correct?
Yep. Right.
Yeah, and also Local 12 did an article about Adam, which we will share, and a lot of his contact information is on there. So we're going to go ahead and put that up on the Q102 Facebook page, so that way you can reach out to Adam that way as well. So I'm going to go ahead and put that up.
And Adam, since it is Friday, we are all virtually wearing our purple for you, okay?
There we go.
All right, buddy.
I need to get my purple shirt on right now here in a second. But, yeah, it is the purple Friday, no matter where we are.
No doubt.
Well, very cool idea. Yeah. Very cool that you're doing this. Well
thank
done.
You, thank you.
All right, well,
and
thank you.
And let us know when it's all finished so we can watch it and share it with everyone.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I will let you guys know.
All right, buddy. Take it easy. Thanks for coming on,
man. All right,
man.
See ya.
All right, so
thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.